John Burks, the Audubon football head coach, joining us here today for some preseason interviews. Of course, last season, Audubon finished 8-1 overall. Here to talk about this season. Thank you so much for joining me, Coach.
You bet. It's hard to believe we're already at this point of the year again. Always an exciting time of the year as kids are getting ready to get back to school and football's firing up. And in theory, the weather will start cooling off here soon. But, you know, we're excited to get after it. We're excited for another year.
I was going to say, hard to believe that we're already coming up into another football season. Talk to me about the summer you guys have had so far. What are some of the things you've seen thus far from your players?
You know, the biggest thing for us every summer is the weight room stuff, but that's a year-round thing. But, you know, that's always nice this time of year when we pull our physicals and we look at how much our kids have grown in the off season. And we've got some kids that have put on some good weight. We've got some kids that are growing, and it's fun to see those changes in their bodies. You know, the other big thing this summer, we went to a 5-on-5 camp with our skill guys. We were able to throw the ball around, work on our pass defense. I thought that was really big for us. And then the following week, we went to a fully padded team camp at Central. So that was weird. I was like a lineman down there. We were able to get coached up by their position coaches, learn a lot of good things there, and had a chance to scrimmage against some different teams from, you know, different parts of the state and even out of state. So it was good to see some different competition and get our kids acclimated. And, you know, I think the dead week was really good for everybody. It was nice to have some time to step away. And then when we started camped up, you know, the kids were a little more refreshed and ready to go. And we gave them a 3-day weekend at the end of camp to fire, get them ready to roll for practice this week as well. So it's rolled together really nicely with the 5-on-5, then the team camp, then the dead week, then camp, and now practice.
And you guys are coming back this season with a lot of your returning players. The only two guys you lost to graduation is Joel and Ethan Clucky, two really good leaders on those Audubon teams from different from basketball to football to track and everywhere in between. You return a lot of players, so talk to me about sort of the things that you're talking to your players. I know that they have good experience from last season, really good season for your guys. So what are some of the things you're seeing so far from these returning players?
Yeah, you know, obviously the big one is when you have a year like this, and we've kind of been in this kind of every other year thing, is you kind of feel like in the fall you're a little bit ahead of where you were the previous year, and then, you know, then you graduate a big class, and the next year you're like, holy cow, we're so far behind. So luckily for us, this is the year we bring a lot of guys back, so we're able to hit the ground running a little bit more in August than previous years. You know, last year we didn't have that situation. We were replacing a ton of starters last year from that Dome team the year before, and then we had a goofy summer and everything else, so last year, I felt like we were kind of scrambling all summer. This year, with a full summer and a lot of guys returning, it's been nice that we feel like we're a little bit further ahead on the mental aspect. So it's been good for us. You know, the young guys, however, at the same time, you know, we got a lot of guys that are coming in. Roughly half our team is either freshmen or new players. So we got a lot of guys that are still trying to get things figured out, so to speak. So it's been nice to have those upperclassmen to get their reps and help some of the younger guys. You know, the expectations are high when you return a lot of guys. So we're still trying to kind of keep that, you know, that fire going. We got a lot of guys that are hungry to compete this year. But at the same time, we got a lot of young guys that are new. So the beauty of it this fall is there's a lot of guys with a lot of experience. We're able to hit the ground run a little bit more at the varsity level. And, you know, we're excited to see what that'll take us through the next couple of weeks.
So then let's talk about here this season. You guys have 12 seniors, a really good, strong senior class that's going to bring up some leadership. What are some of those things you've seen from the senior class? How are they leading the lower classmen and juniors?
You know, I think the big thing is kind of the quiet leadership, kind of just going about their business, doing what's needed. You know, we don't have to get on the guys about a whole lot. You know, the weight room attendance has always been really good out of that group. It's kind of fed into our younger groups. You know, our weight room attendance from junior high to high school has been really good for a while, and these guys are a big part of that. It's just part of the expectation. You know, Ethan and Joel were very vocal leaders, and there was only two of them. It's a little bit different when there's, you know, over 10 of them. So sometimes I think they kind of assume each other is going to take care of it. So that's definitely a challenge of who's going to step up and be a vocal leader, because there's almost too many of them. So now we have to figure out, okay, of you guys, who's going to get after somebody when it needs to, but at the same time, do a really good job setting an example. You know, kind of the culture and climate's been really good right now. Young guys are comfortable. You know, older guys are comfortable. We're helping each other out. We're getting some of that going. So it's been different, but someone's going to have to take that leadership role when push comes to shove. That Ethan and Joel, you know, they'd assume that because they had to. We'll see who really steps up into those roles as it comes along.
Talk to me a little bit about the development here this summer. What are some of the strengths you've seen on offense and defense so far?
You know, I think the offensive line's a big one for us. You know, we return our whole line. You know, Ethan and Joel, the only two guys that graduated, they're both skill guys. So it's nice that we've got those guys up front, because that's a big part of what we're going to need. You know, it doesn't matter what your skill guys can do if there's nobody blocking for them. So up front, you know, we've gotten a little bit bigger. We've gotten a little bit stronger. We bring everybody back. So that cohesion fact is back as well. You know, it's something about the O-line and knowing who's you're blocking with you on your left and who's on your right. It's a big part. So that's been a really nice to see when we've gone to those camps and stuff. You know, our offensive defensive lines have really, really stood out, and then now in camp you're seeing it as well, and then once we obviously here in practice as well. Now we'll see what it looks like when we get fully padded, but So far the reps have been really good. We haven't had to stop and go over things with missed assignments and such, so when those guys are doing their job up front, it really does make it easier to for the skill guys to go do their jobs. You know, when we're looking at, you know, across the defensive front, they're all 3-6-4 and they go about 205, 210, 260, and for the offensive line they're about 235, 210, and 260. So we got some big kids up front, which is unusual for us. We're not used to being this big, but we'll take it while we've got it.
What's kind of been the biggest thing you've been focusing on this summer and wanting to develop in those kids?
You know, for us, it's been mental. You know, we really back down on our conditioning and running. We go, our summer schedule is all voluntary, but the attendance has been really good. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we lift. Tuesdays, we do some sprint work. Thursdays, we do some stretching and mobility and yoga work, and that's with all of our athletes. So there's football players and non-football players there. I thought that was really good. And then two days a week, we had optional football attendance and or workouts, and those were really good. And that was really good for mental. We don't put helmets on or anything. Just kind of walk through and talk through fundamentals and basics. Helps us get, so when we get to camp, we don't have to do quite as much of that. So really getting those mental reps, those kids that come all summer, you know, they're a step ahead when they get there in the fall, and it really does help them out. Helps us out where we can kind of just keep moving right along as fall gets here.
Talk about some of the games here coming up. First game for you guys is on August 27th. It's quickly approaching. Southeast Warren. What are some of the thoughts on that first game of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really big one for us. I think there's probably a lot of people that thought, what in the world are Audubon and Southeast Warren doing playing each other? Like, where exactly is this? What, you know, but for us, that's a team and a program that we've had a little bit of relationship with. I met Coach Rollins years ago at a coaching clinic, so we've talked off and on. You know, we've played some common opponents. We've never played each other. We both thought we might see each other in the playoffs in various years, and we haven't. So we've kind of watched each other from afar a little bit, and now we get a chance to test each other. We saw them at that 5-on-5 camp as well, so we talked and saw their guys a little bit, and they saw us. I think they're, you know, every year they go down there in that south central area of south central's part of the state, and they've been the favorite to win their district year in and year out. And that's something we wanted to test ourselves with early, is let's find out from the get-go what we have. Last year that we didn't have that opportunity. We, you know, we ran away with our first five games. We weren't really tested. We weren't really in football shape. It's hard to see where you're at. So we wanted a measuring stick early in the season. So did they. We both have good numbers. We play each other in JV now. So it's kind of been a relationship we've been growing, and we both respect the heck out of each other, and it should be a fun matchup to get going.
You know, and then obviously you continue with some opponents you're used to facing off against: Boyer Valley, Exira, Cam. You got Fremont Mills for homecoming on September the 10th. Talk to me about the strength of this schedule. I know these are teams you're used to playing, but what's your kind of thoughts and feelings on these games this season?
Yeah, you know, we built the schedule with a eye towards being a veteran squad. You know, we're not going to shy away from the expectations. Our goal is to win a district title. We expect to make a deep run in the playoffs. You know, so in order to get there, you got to push yourselves. Southeast Warren, like I talked about, is a perennial district champ. Fremont Mills, in the same breath, is the same way. They've been known across the state. They play more games in the Dome, I think, than they do anywhere else. I mean, they're year in and year out. Mm-hmm. So we pushed ourselves with two neighboring district favorites. You know, there's a chance that, you know, Cam and Coon Rapids could both be, you know, rated teams as well. So, you know, Woodbine last year was sneaky athletic. They bring back some really good talent. Exira was really young and improved as the year went along. West Harrison made some progress last year. I'll put our district up there with anybody this year, especially. It's deep, it's balanced. And then we went out and scheduled two big ones non-district. So our thought process is, if we want to get where we want to get at the end of the year, we're going to have to go through a buzzsaw, and we should be prepared for a playoff run then. We're not going to play, you know, like last year when we played 5 weeks and we rolled through and we really didn't know how good we might be. This year, when we get through week 8, we should have a pretty good measuring stick of where we're at.
Coach Burks, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us about the season. We wish you good luck against Southeast Warren coming up here in a few weeks, and we'll hopefully catch up with you here during the season.
Thanks. Appreciate it.